You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing on today, on this Tuesday, April 19th, 2022? Y'all already know who it is. This is the Playmaker Darnell Solins of the Playmakers Bar Network, and I'm bringing you the first playoff edition of Hoops Talk of Season 3. So, we are a handful of games into the playoffs. Playoffs started on Saturday. We had games on Saturday, Sunday, and last night. And it's been some great games, some great performances, and I'm loving how these playoffs have begun, to say the very least. So we're gonna get into that. I'm going ahead and talk about who won the Defensive Player of the Year, and I'm gonna give y'all the rest of my award winners, so that y'all won't think I'm just saying stuff to be right, just to be right, but I'm right in whatever case. So without further ado, let's jump right into it, shall we? So we had uncanny performances from guys, and I wrote a piece on the Playmakers Blog website. I will tag it in the show notes. Y'all should go read that, from Jordan Poole, Anthony Edwards, and Tyrese Maxey. So we all know what they did in game one. All three of them played on Saturday. You know, Anthony Edwards went into John Morant's house and did everything John Morant did to come out with a 130-117 victory on the road. The surprising 7-seed taking home court advantage from the 2-seed. Anthony Edwards, 36 points, 6 boards. Carl Anthony Towns, 29 points, 13 boards. Timberwolves taking the 1-0 lead. I'm going to get back to them because game two is tonight. Okay, I'll get back to them. Speaking of road wins in the West, the Utah Jazz kicked off the playoff series, by the way, on Saturday, with a road win over the Dallas Mavericks without Luka Doncic, as expected. 99-93, Donovan Mitchell, 32 points, 6 boards, 6 assists. Bogdan Bogdanović, 26 points, 5 boards, 4 assists to lead the Jazz to the 1-0 lead so far until last night. I'll get into that in a minute. I did mention Tyrese Maxey, right? Part of the performance of the weekend, Tyrese Maxey, as the 76ers just completely took out the Toronto Raptors, 131-117. Tyrese Maxey, 38 points, 14 for 21 from the field, 5 from 8 from 3-point range. Tobias Harris gave you 26-6-6. James Harden, 22-14-5. Jordan Embiid only had 19 points in game one. That's how bad it was for Toronto. But we gonna keep it moving. Because Jordan Poole, I did say Jordan Poole correctly. There's a pool party up in Golden State. Not just in game one, but in game two. But I'll get to game two in a minute. But in game one, Jordan Poole, 30 points. 9 for 13 from the field. 5 for 7 from 3-point range. As the Warriors took down the Denver Nuggets, led by MVP candidate Nikola Jokic. 123-107 to take the 1-0 lead. That was Saturday. Let's go to Sunday. The Atlanta Hawks, they got to the AC by beating, you know, the Cavs in the final play-in game to get in. They went down to South Beach to take on Miami Heat. Trae Young was non-existent. 1 for 12 from the field, 0 for 7 from 3-point range. Only 8 points, 6 for 7 from the free throw line. And Miami put it on them. 115-91. Duncan Robinson, 27 points, 9 for 10 from the field, 8 for 9 from 3-point range. Jimmy Butler, 21 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. Miami, he took the 1-0 lead. We're going to continue. Game of the weekend. Tyrese Maxey got the performance of the weekend. Game of the weekend was in Boston because it was the Brooklyn Nets, the 7 seed, versus the Boston Celtics, the 2nd seed. Kyrie Irving put on the show, 39 points. You know, just putting it up. Just putting, you know, just giving not only the Celtics, but the Celtics crowd, everything he got, flicking them off and all that good stuff, which I'm not going to get into because I can really care less about that. He'll get fine with it. It is what it is. But put 39 points on the board. 5 boards, 6 assists, you know. Kevin Durant had a bad game, 23. That's all I to say. He had 23 points, but it was a bad game because he was 9 for 24 shooting. 9 for 24 shooting. What is that percentage? Because we already know Trae Young was 1 for 12. That's just terrible. That's under 10%. Okay. But 9 for 24 from the field. What is that percentage wise? KD shot 37.5% from the field. 1 from 5 from 3. But somehow, some way, he still ended up with 23 points. But Jason Tatum, 31 points, 8 assists. Jaylen Brown, 23 points. Al Horford gave you a 20 and 15 piece. Marcus Smart, 27 and 6. And Jason Tatum gets the game winning layup at the buzzer off of Marcus Smart pass. 115-114. Boston leads 1-0. What a game. What a game. And then we continue on. Chicago Bulls was down in Milwaukee for the 3-6 matchup in the East. Giannis into the Kupo. Another candidate for MVP. 27 points, 16 boards. Brook Lopez, 18 points, 5 boards. And it's the Milwaukee Bucks. Handle business at home. 93-86 to take the 1-0 lead. And then the nightcap of the weekend, the Phoenix Suns hosting the New Orleans Pelicans in a 1-8 matchup. And then it wasn't. Yeah. Pelicans made their little run in the third quarter to cut it close. And then, you know, Chris Paul said, I had enough. 30 points, 10 assists, 7 boards for Chris Paul. Devin Booker, 25 points, 8 assists. DeAndre Ayton, 21 points, 9 boards. 110-99 victory for the Phoenix Suns. So they go up 1-0. That was the weekend. That was the weekend. We get to what happened last night. Because we had a trip ahead of game 2s. First up, the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers. Game 2. Dawn Staley. The reigning champions of the women's basketball era, college basketball that is, tolled the bell for the Philly faithful in game 2. And my MVP, Joel Embiid, sent his message to the world with 31 points, 11 boards. Tyrese Maxey coming off a 38-point game, came back with 23, 9 boards, 8 assists. Tobias Harris followed his 20-point game. He came back with another 20-point game along with 10 boards. And Philly put it on Toronto again. 112-97 to take the 2-0 lead. Now they get to head to Toronto for game 3. Going on around the same time over on NBA TV was game 2 between the Utah Jazz and the Dallas Mavericks. No Luka Doncic again for the Mavericks. How would they respond to this? And how would the Jazz respond to this? Well, Jalen Brunson said, you know what? I can ball too, you know? I'm just going to go for 41. 8-5. Kleber going to come off the bench and give you 25-6. And lo and behold, we have a tie series. 110-104, the Dallas Mavericks. They don't go down 2-0 in Luke Wilkins at home. They give Luka something to come back to. Oh boy, Donovan Mitchell, y'all blessed the golden opportunity. Y'all should be up 2-0. But hey, it's 1-1 going to Salt Lake City. I'm pretty sure Luka will be back between game 3 or 4. Best believe it's going down now. And then the nightcap, head back over to San Francisco. Game 2 between the Nuggets and the Golden State Warriors. Jokic, terrible, got ejected, all the good stuff. He couldn't take it no more because they were just bullying him and bullying the rest of the team. DeMarcus Cousins, we're about to get into it on the bench in the third quarter. Just is not going well for the Denver Nuggets right now. And it's the same guy that you expect to do it. Seth Curry coming off the bench, getting you 34. Ugh, 34. Thompson, the other Splash Brothers, 21. And then coming off a 30-point game in game 1 was Jordan Poole. He's still having a pool party right now because he came back and gave you 29, 5 boards, and 8 assists. Jordan Poole Oh, the emergence of Jordan Poole is making this team even more dangerous now. The fact Jordan Poole is playing like this, but now, I'm going to hold on for a real quick because he needs to do it on the road as well. Because we know the Splash Brothers is going to show up on the road. If Jordan Poole can show up on the road in Denver the way he did in these first two games, Phoenix, get ready because it's going to be y'all and the Golden State Warriors and the Western Conference Finals. Matter of fact, I already have that in the Western Conference Finals, and I actually pick Golden State right now. As of right now, I do have Golden State. I have the right to change my mind, but as of right now, I have Golden State going to the finals. If Jordan Poole playing like this, yeah. Hey, we barely saw Jonathan Kuminga. He's been emerging. He's been playing good all season. I'm surprised Steve Kerr ain't really playing him that much. But, hey, Steve Kerr is a champion. A three-time champion, by the way. I have a coach. So, he knows what he's doing. I'm going to back up on that, and I'm going to just chill. But, hey, Golden State looking like some beasts right now. I'm telling you, y'all better be afraid, because here they come. Y'all had two years to handle y'all business before they got back healthy. Now they getting back healthy. Steph Curry going off for 34 last night. Jordan Poole went for 30 in game one out of nowhere. Klay Thompson is hovering around 20 points a game now. Oh, Lord. Draymond Green being that defensive player of the year that he's known to be, even though he wasn't in the conversation, that went to Marcus Smart. Well deserved, by the way. Congratulations, Marcus Smart. You deserve defensive player of the year. Rightfully so. But I'm just saying, y'all better do something because Memphis, you already down 1-0. I'm going to get to y'all in the minute because y'all got game two tonight. People looking at Memphis, but Memphis having problems with Minnesota right now. If you have Poole to go along with the Splash Bros, Draymond Green and the defense, trust and believe the Golden State Warriors will make it to at least the Western Conference Finals to face the Phoenix Suns. Because I don't see the Pelicans, they have no shot against Phoenix. Let's go ahead and call that what that is. And I don't see the winner of the Utah and Dallas Mavericks series having a chance against Phoenix anyway. So I'm already booking Phoenix in the Western Conference Finals. I want to book Golden State because they look dangerous. But I got to see how Memphis looks. And speaking of which, let's go ahead and go to tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have three games tonight, as we did yesterday, on the same branch. Doubleheader on TNT, 7:30 and 10. And with NBA TV having won the game at 8:30. Your beginning game on TNT is the Atlanta Hawks at the Miami Heat, 7:30. On TNT, the Heat lead 1-0, as we already talked about. Trae Young did not show up, shooting 8% from the field. He got more points from the free throw line than he has on the field. Only 8 points in the game. He should respond. We're talking about a team who was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, so they would not let a game one happen again, you know. But I don't care if he goes for 20. I don't care if he goes for 30. I don't care if he go for 40. I don't give a damn if Trae Young go for goddamn 50. They ain't beating Miami. Miami is a goddamn team led by Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson coming off the bench, Tyler Hero coming off the bench. Okay? You have guys on Miami. People must forget. Miami might be young, but they are experienced. Y'all forgot Tyler Hero showed his butt off in the bubble 2 years ago? And Duncan Robinson, last year was just, I don't know what happened last year. They ran into Milwaukee, and Milwaukee beat the brakes off them. Let's just say what it is. I think they remember that, and I don't think people are giving Miami the respect that they deserve right now. Okay, yes, Boston and Brooklyn be looking at it, it's going to be a good one. Yeah, we know Milwaukee's going to handle business in Chicago, and we loving what Philly is looking like right now. Miami's the one seed, though. Miami is the one seed. Miami has the whole court advantage throughout all of the East. I don't care what Trae Young does. You can have Danilo Gallinari come in and help you. You can have Kevin Herter come in and help you. You can have Bogdanović come in and help you. You can have DeAndre Hunt come in and help you. Y'all don't match up well with the Miami Heat. That's just plain and simple. Because guess what? Jimmy Butler is going to get all up in Trae Young like he did in game one. That's why him and Trae Young got into it. Because he can't handle the physicality that Jimmy Butler plays with. So Jimmy Butler's going to put it on him again. He might go for 20. He might go for 30. But guess what? When it's all said and done, Miami's winning this series regardless of what Trae Young does. And I feel it. Miami's going to win tonight despite what Trae Young does. So Miami's going to go into Atlanta up 2-0 for going into game 3. Book it. And then you get to 8:30. Flip over to NBA TV. Because trust and believe, somehow, someway, I would have one TV on the Heat game and another TV on this game. The Minnesota Timberwolves, the Memphis Grizzlies on NBA TV, 8:30. Minnesota leading 1-0. Okay, John Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Dylan Brooks, Steven Adams. Oh, yeah, I'm calling y'all out. Desmond Bane. What y'all going to do? Because Anthony Edwards came in y'all house and punched y'all in the mouth. Carl Anthony Towns came in y'all house and punched y'all in the mouth. Patrick Beverley is bringing the toughness and the energy to Minnesota that day, what they needed to come in and punch y'all in the mouth. Wait, do I need to say the score again? Let's see. 130 to 117. Minnesota was able to score 130 points in four quarters. John Morant, you had a great game, dropping 30. Matter of fact, you and Anthony Edwards made history becoming the first opposing duo to go for 30 in a playoff game at the age of 22 or under. Congratulations on that, because what, Anthony Edwards got the dub. You didn't, John Morant. How you going to respond? Jaren Jackson, how you going to respond? Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks. What are y'all going to do now? Because if you lose game two to the Minnesota Timberwolves, it's going to be a very, and I mean very, disappointing and rough offseason for y'all. Because the media is on notice now. All them games y'all won without John Morant, and the games y'all won with John Morant most likely to be the most improved player of the year. Oh, y'all are in for it if y'all go down 0-2 to Minnesota. Y'all bet not lose tonight, or y'all will feel the pressure. So, I'm expecting John Morant, Dylan Brooks, Desmond Bane to handle their business and tie this series up 2-2 to head in Minnesota for game 3. And then the nightcap on TNT. New Orleans Pelicans, Phoenix Suns, 10 p.m. Phoenix leading 2-0. CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram. Y'all can do whatever y'all gonna do, but you talking about Chris Paul, who y'all seen? Devin Booker, who y'all seen? DeAndre Ayton, who y'all seen? They gonna handle business. By the way, Jay Crowder, he's the first player in NBA history to have 1 point, one rebound, one assist. What was it? One steal and one block, if I remember correctly. He had a 1-1-1-1-1 game. How does that even happen? That's what I want to know. How did that happen? He had a stat full of ones. Full of ones. Let me look at this. I'm going to look at this. 1 point. So, yeah. 1 point, one rebound, one assist, and one block. That was Drake Cowell's stat line. That was Jay Crowder. And he was a plus 11 on the floor. I don't get it. 1 point, one rebound, one assist, one steal, plus 11 on the floor. I got to give Jay Crowder a round of applause on that one. I got to give him a round of applause on that one. That's just. Yo, you can't take that away from him. One's across the board. That's good. That's great. But Jerry Crowder can't hit you a couple threes and play some good defense. Mikal Bridges, who was in the running for Defensive Player of the Year, came a second behind Marcus Smart. That tells you something right there. So don't worry. I expect Phoenix to do what they did in game one and handle business and go up 2-0. I expect them to probably sweep or give a win in five games over the New Orleans Pelicans, because I don't see New Orleans competing at all in this. Okay? I'm not going to spend more time on that. That's just a waste of time. But I will go ahead and give you Wednesdays. So for Wednesday,
Same format as today and last night. Two games on TNT, one game on NBA TV. 7, 8, and 9:30. Our 7 o'clock game, TNT. Game 2, Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics. How does KD respond to a bad night? Is Kyrie going to bring that same energy he brought in game 1? How would Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and crew respond to what the Brooklyn Nets going to bring in game 2? Oh, this going at least 6, okay? It's going at least 6. But who's going to win game 2, though? That's what I want to know. It's easy to play Brooklyn because it's KD. It's KD and Kyrie. But, man, Boston, that defense, the ability to get up in you, what they did to Kevin Durant, I don't know. I might lean Boston to go up 2-0. And then it's game 3 on NBA TV, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Philadelphia 76ers in the land of Canadian as they take on Toronto Raptors. And no Matisse Thybulle for Wednesday in game 4 because of the vaccine thing. And I'm not going to get into it. Nevertheless, can Tyrese Maxey take his game on the road? That's one of them. James Harden really have to show up in games 1 and 2. Will he show up in Toronto? Will Joel Embiid, my MVP, what he's going to do on the road? There's things I want to see out of Philly in game 3. I expect Philly to get this over with. But I just want to see how they look in game 3. And then after, you know, you watch the Nets and Celtics go at it on TNT. Stay on TNT because it's game 2 of the Chicago Bulls and Milwaukee Bucks. I like to fight the Chicago Brawl. You know, Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic and, you know, DeMar DeRozan, they brought that energy to not get their ass blown out in game 1. I enjoyed it. I like it. But y'all facing the ring defending champions of the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm pretty sure they're not going to have another game 1 like that this whole series. They might have this type of game in each series, but they don't have it twice in the same series. So I don't see it happening back-to-back games. So I got a feeling Chicago, you might get y'all ass whooped in game 2 to go down 2-0. Just saying. That's saying you might get your ass whooped Wednesday night while Milwaukee go up 2-0. Just saying. Then don't take offense because home team defending home court. So Golden State defending home court, Philly defending home court. You know they handle their business. Now if the 0-2 team, which is the Raptors and the Nuggets, soon to be the Bulls and the Hawks, if they don't win game 3. They're done. That's all it is to it. They're done. But I'm just saying this just to say, Milwaukee's going to win. Miami's going to win. You know, Philly's going to do what they do. It is what it is. But can you respond in game 3 at your own building? That's when the fun begins, really. But with all that being said, that's what I'm looking at right now. That is exactly what I'm looking at right now. Now, before we get out of here, I did say that I was going to give y'all my reward winners. So, y'all already know. Joel Embiid is my MVP. I don't care. Yes, Nurkic did what he did. He got Denver to the 6th seed, whatnot. And he done, y'all throw all these crazy stats at me. But Joel Embiid lead the league in 40-point games. As a matter of fact, according to Shaq, Embiid led the league in 40-point double-doubles at that, too. And then Joel Embiid won the scoring title, which wasn't done since 99 and 2000 when Shaq did it, who won MVP, by the way, and won the NBA championship, and was named Finals MVP. Do not sit here and talk about and discredit Joel Embiid, okay? He had to deal with the Ben Simmons drama. Then you come over, you bring over James Harden, and his game didn't even change that one bit. You have a superstar in James Harden, and Joel Embiid game didn't change that one bit. Y'all gonna reward Joel Embiid with that MVP title, okay? I love Giannis. Giannis is my favorite player in the league right now. And probably will be as long as he's playing because I love the way Giannis plays the game. But I can't give it to Giannis. I can't give it to Joker. Joel Embiid is my MVP. Rookie of the Year, Scottie Barnes. Only because Evan Mobley got injured. If Evan Mobley would never got injured, never would have been injured, he would have been my Rookie of the Year. But he got injured. He missed games and Scottie Barnes took over. That is his to it. Right into Defensive Player of the Year with Marcus Smart, who I picked. Most Valuable, Most Improved Player of the Year. I don't like the people they put.
I pay John Morant because that's what's gonna happen. But where is Tyrese Maxey? Why is Tyrese Maxey ain't on this list? Why is Jordan Poole ain't on this list? There's gone, great year. Devontae Murray would have been in my pick if John Morant wasn't on this damn list. But I had to pick John Morant. I'm sorry. Sixth man of the year, Tyler Herro. This is the easiest pick of all of them. Tyler Herro, sixth man of the year, in a landslide. It's a landslide. And then coach of the year, most people would probably say Taylor from Memphis. Yeah, Eric Spoelstra. I'm going Monty Williams, man. I'm going Monty Williams because it is not easy. It's not easy to be the top seed, to be the top seed team in the NBA, get beat in the finals in six games. To come back, did not have Chris Paul for about 17 games, and you still become the best team in the NBA. By eight games. Eight. The second best team in the league is the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis needed another 3 weeks to catch, probably another 3 weeks to a month to catch Phoenix. That's how much of a gap there is between Phoenix at the top and second place. I gotta give it to Monty Williams. I'm sorry. Monty Williams, my coach of the year. John Morant, most improved. Marcus Smart, defense player of the year. Tyler Herro, sixth man. Scottie Barnes, rookie of the year. Joel Embiid, MVP. That's all I'm saying. I'm one for one right now. The rest of the awards will come out when they come out. But that is my picks. I'm sticking to them. I don't care what y'all say. With that being said, that is it for Hoops Talk on today. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Continue to subscribe, follow, and like the podcast on all platforms. Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever, iHeartRadio. And hey, enjoy the playoffs. I'll catch y'all later. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talk come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast. So let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Dinell Salen, signing off.